Hello, Royals fans, and welcome once again to the podcast Inside Athletics. I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics, and we've just come off a very exciting graduation weekend. I'm running solo this week on the podcast. I want to give you an inside look at some of the things that are happening within the athletic department here at EMU. And it's going to be a hodgepodge as I cover a variety of activities that have been going on over the last couple of weeks, as well as what we're looking at into the future. One editorial note I'll give you is that we are finished with school for this year, but we will continue with the weekly podcast. I will be bringing special guests in throughout the summer. Hopefully it'll be enough to intrigue your interest in what's happening here as we look at some of the background material, some of the inside scoop of what's been going on athletically. I'd like to recap a couple of the exciting events. Of course, this weekend was graduation, and we were very pleased to have Mark Shriver as our speaker for commencement. And my understanding in talking to most everyone is that was a speech to certainly remember for a long, long time. Quality comments about the role that that EMU can play in the lives of people in changing situations around the world. So I invite you to take a listen to that. If there is a podcast, will be coming out on that. And it was just, I think one of the more exciting parts was I was able to talk with Mark a little bit afterwards. He was actually a little late getting into line for the processional because he was looking over all kinds of things we had hanging in our athletic office and some of the team's activities and things like that. So I chatted with him a little bit afterwards. I think one of the things that was found most interesting is I wasn't quite sure who was more excited about him being here, us about getting to know him and connect with him, or he being able to be here and finding a real kinship with some of the stuff that we emphasize and the values we have and the way he lives out his own life as well. So I certainly invite you to listen to that podcast. Also, you can pick up a copy of his most recent book, A Good Man, which is a story about his father, Sergeant Shriver, and starting the Peace Corps and some of the other things. But I guess I was struck also by the fact, and you'll be able to hear this with him, is that the reason that he wrote the book about his father was because of all the comments that were being made after his passing about how great a man he was. And yet the thing that seemed to connect with him the most was all the people who came up to him during the funeral visitations and things who just talked about what a good man he was. And so he did this exploration between good and great. And I know there's a book out there called Good to Great, but he was focusing on all of the good things about his father and had an idea that maybe that's what makes the man, that's what makes the woman, more than the greatness, at least from the world, that the world would say. He talked about the things that he's been doing, that his father's been doing, and the kinds of values and things that EMU is upholding and instilling in our students, in that maybe that's the kind of peace that is true peace rather than what is politicized by the politicians in talking about world peace in that way. So once again, that's sort of aside from athletics, but it was really a highlight. I have to just put a personal note in to say that it was a special weekend for me as my wife received her master's in business administration after a lengthy time of doing that, and my son was also graduated with a master's of divinity. So while I wasn't connected a lot with the undergrad, it was a special weekend, and the halls are empty, the parking lots are empty, and we move into a summer mode at this point. As the teams wrapped up their tournaments over the last little while, the golf team was down at the ODAC championships, and the men played actually very well in some very bad weather the second day. It's a very, very tough course. Competition at these is much greater. I think they finished sixth out of eighth, but had some really good performances and were only a few shots away from moving themselves up on any particular given day. Brittany McDonaldson, the lone member of our women's golf team, did come in sixth, which we were very, very pleased with and proud of. She did not able to get into that many tournaments this year, and so to go to a place like Bay Creek and to play there on two successive days certainly needs to be commended, and we're very pleased with what she's done. We're looking forward to being able to grow that program, hopefully building around Brittany as the core. So again, we're still in the recruiting process looking for female athletes that are interested in playing golf, doing a lot of contacting. So anytime that you have ideas, please pass them along our way. 2 weeks ago, the track and field team finished up their ODAC championships and were able to bring home one champion. That was Jordan King in the high high jump. And there's a number of student athletes that are preparing for the next couple of weeks to try to get qualifying times for nationals, and which are coming up in the middle end of May. And we'll let you know a little bit about that. They took this weekend off, and they're going to Duke University this coming week. Weekend. So we'll give you some updates on that, but also check to make sure that you see what's happening on the webpage. Softball team did qualify for the ODAC tournament held in Salem, Virginia at the Moyer Complex every year. They went as the number 8 seed. The last time they went in as the number 8 seed, they turned out to be the ODAC championship, winning 4 successive games. Turned out quite so well this time. This is the first time in 5 years that they have been knocked out without a win, losing their first 2 games, first to top-seeded Virginia Wesleyan and then to 5th-seeded Bridgewater, and lost both of those games last Friday and returned home. So the end to a very successful season. Again, once you start making the tournament every year, the expectations keep going higher, and certainly they're disappointed with coming away with 2 losses immediately, but with a very young team, only graduating 1 senior, and a number of top-notch recruits coming in, certainly looking forward to next year. So we'll have a chance to talk to J.D. McCurdy in an upcoming podcast a little bit about that. One of the other items I wanted to mention to you, if we have not, is our Athletic Honors Banquet, which was held just before, a week before graduation activities going on. And it's a time for the Loyal Royals and the athletic department to give awards out. First of all, to honor all of their seniors, and all of the seniors are given a nice alumni warm-up jacket that we hope that they wear with pride as they go about. I know there's a lot of people around here who like them. So everyone gets one of those. We also had the Freshman of the Year, Freshman Athlete of the Year, that went to Christian Ryan from the men's soccer team, and also to Hannah Chapel Dick from the cross country and track and field team. And then we give an Athlete of the Year. That can be any grade level. And Courtney Allman, a softball player, and Andrew Thorne, men's basketball, won those 2 awards. And then our highest award is the President's Award, given out by Dr. Schwarzentruber. And the female was Jennifer Blankenship, and women's basketball player, and Ryan Eshelman from the men's soccer team. We also got to hear the stories of 4 student-athletes and talking about their experience here, and you'll be hearing more about that as well. We're going to be able to put that up either into a podcast or at least writing an article about it. It's always a highlight to hear student-athletes who step back and take a look at all 4 of their years and how it has impacted them. So that's always a delightful evening, wonderful time. We had a special honor for Phil Gimrich as well, as he retires from his events staff work as well. I want to call attention yet to one other item that we spent a lot of time working on just in the last couple of days, and that is that we're working hard on some renovations to the baseball field. One of these upcoming podcasts, I'm going to have Ben Spotts, our new baseball coach, in, now finished his first year. He'll recount all of the season that they've had. But one of the things that we've talked about is certainly the need for improvements in the facilities. And we are just in the process of completing the plans for that, for new dugouts and a brick wall around as a backstop with a netting system, as opposed to the chain link fence that's there right now. And just met with the gentleman who's going to be doing most of the coordinating of that work. So first of all, we need to get the drawings and the renderings done. Hopefully they'll be done in a couple of weeks, and you'll hear more about that on the webpage, as well as some direct mail probably that will be coming out. And it's something that we're really excited about, but we are going to need a whole lot of help to try to get that accomplished. But the designs so far have been looking really well to destroy the old dugouts, build new in-ground dugouts just in front of the ones, which would close the field in a little bit. But by moving everything forward to home plate or towards the field, it also opens up more space for seating in the back. And we're not going to take away from any of the bank. We're still going to try to do it in a way where many of you can lay on the bank to watch the baseball games. But we are providing some additional seating, possibly some patio areas down on the lower level where you can sit. Seems that there's trying to study this the other day to try to figure out that when you go to a soccer game, it seems appropriate to sit in the stands. And when you go to a basketball game, it's the same. Somehow when you go to a baseball or softball game, I think 85% of the people are either laying on a blanket or sitting in a lawn chair when there is a bleacher right there. So we're looking at that and not sure how many bleachers we're actually going to put up because it seems like everybody wants to sit in a lawn chair. So we may create more areas where you can do that or continue to lay the blankets on the field. So while the record may or may not have been improved that greatly from your perspective in terms of the baseball team, from those of us working on the inside, there's a tremendous amount of growth that Coach Spots brought to the team. And I think he got just about all that he could out of the baseball team in terms of a focus to energy that's there. I give a case in point was, and we'll talk about this more with Coach Spots, but we were one of the leading hitting teams last year. And when he got over here, he said one of the conversation pieces among a lot of coaches, particularly Bridgewater, where he had been, but around the ODAC, was they were learning how to get our players out, how to pitch them in ways that would get them out. And anytime that you begin to do that, you need to start making adjustments. And I'm not sure that all of our players knew how to make those adjustments or that they needed to. And so that's one example of how things can turn. And if you don't have some really mental toughness and some mental fortitude and some ways in which you want to make some adjustments, you could get caught up in the adjustments, not making the adjustments to the adjustments that the opponent has made. So we're excited about where the baseball team is going, number of recruits there. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I did want to call attention to the work that we are going to do. We are hopeful that we can get this publicized within the next 2 to 3 weeks, start with the fundraising part of it, and our goal would be to start in the fall with the construction of the new dugouts. We may be able to do only as much as we receive funds for. We're going to have plenty of opportunity for businesses to donate materials as well as advertise with banners on the scoreboard and the fence. In exchange for materials, we're going to be looking for volunteer labor as well. And as soon as we can get a price on what that's going to be and how you might contribute, we'll certainly let you know. As we move into the summer mode, recruiting continues to be high on the priority list. I realize it might seem late in the season for that, but particularly in your spring sports, there's some baseball and softball and track and field athletes out there that are having really good seasons. Here in Virginia, the soccer season is underway, so Roger continues to and Susan continue to look at that, although they're looking mostly at juniors. But then there's basketball players that are still waiting to see what else might come down the line, waiting to see if there's a Division II prospect out there or what kind of an offer they might be made academically or what kind of financial aid package they'll get from some other school. So it's not a slow time for the coaching staff, particularly in the next 2 to 3 weeks, 4 weeks, come mid-June and July, then they'll start working some camps and things like that. It also gives us a chance administratively to sit back and look and see what we did well, what we didn't do so well. We'll be doing an institutional self-study for the NCAA, and that will occur here in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And out of that will come a strategic plan that we're developing for the athletic program. We'll be able to give you that as well. Well, I want to thank you for joining me again this week. Stay tuned. We will be with you all summer. We'll be giving you updates on some of the progress we're making on some of the reorganization as Phil Gimrich moves on into retirement, a new program that we're excited about that may be getting off the ground in the graduate assistant program, assistantship program that we're looking at, and some of the other restructuring that we're doing here, as well as the strategic plan, which will come out of our self-study. So there's going to be plenty for us to report to you. It's not going to be as much scores, but hopefully it'll give you a little bit better flavor of what our role is here at the athletic department in terms of the vision and mission of the entire university. So stay tuned all summer. I know for some of you it's still very early spring, but for us, kids are gone, parking lots are empty, it's now summertime, and we're ready to move into that mode as well. Thanks for joining, and until we join again next week, I invite you to make it a great week.